Okay, well, 1 John. If you want to go to 1 John in your Bibles, we're going to look at this great epistle here. And as I mentioned earlier, last Sunday I introduced this book, 1 John, and all the many wonderful elements and themes that are in here that you can get blessed by when you read this short epistle of 1 John. And so last Sunday we looked at the first four verses, and we saw about the word of life. And I really emphasized that. And verse 4, as a result of working the words of life, we have fellowship with our Father, right? Our fellowship, that you may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So, you know, the ultimate privilege, I think, we as humans is to have fellowship with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. That's pretty good. And these things, verse 4, these things write we unto you that your what may be full?
Joy.
Your joy may be full. God wants us to be happy campers inside. Joy is kind of an inside job, and we can feel good on the inside. Now, verse 5 says, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. Okay, so here's a message that has been declared, that's going to be stated here. And so what is that message? And it says that God is light. There you go. God is light. Now, I think God could have put a period there and the point would have been set. God is light. But that doesn't end in that scripture. It goes on to say, and in him is no darkness at all. No darkness at all. There is not an iota of darkness in God. He is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And if I know a lot of times people attribute dark things to God Almighty, but in truth, God is light, and in him is no darkness. There is an enemy, Satan, the devil, the adversary. He is the dark one, okay? He's the bad guy. But our Heavenly Father is all light, and in him is no darkness at all. And I think we need to not get tricked by the adversary trying to get us to think, well, man, there is no real devil or adversary. And God probably does some bad things if he has to. No. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And so I'd like to really hopefully make this live for you and look at some other wonderful scriptures about God, and he's the God of light. All right? So let's go to the beginning, Genesis 1:3. That's an easy one to find. Genesis 1:3, right in the beginning of the Bible. Verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and earth, and the earth was without form and void. Now this is the King James, and it kind of thing says that God created an earth that was without form and void, but really the Hebrew for the word was should be became. The earth became without form and void. So God would not create something messed up to begin with, would he? It doesn't make sense. God is light. He's not going to make anything screwed up. But something happened, and there's great evidences in the scriptures on what happened in the early days in the beginning where the earth became without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. Again, darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be what?
Light.
Of all the first things that God did, he created light. He put light back into the system here of the world, the earth, the universe, light. Something about light. I don't know all about it so much, but it's critical to life. And everything that God has done in the beginning here to bring things back into order. So light is very important. Let's go to Psalms. Psalms 27. Just looking at some of the scriptures to see that God is light. 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? It's a great verse to believe and to hang on to, right? God is light. He's not darkness. We know that. He is light. Look at 36, Psalm 36, and here in verse 9, it says, for with thee is the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. Okay, in thy light we shall see light.
What verse was that?
9:36. So God's a fountain of light, life, and in thy light shall we see light. Makes sense, huh? What about 43:3? 43:3. It says here in Psalm 43:3, O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto thy holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Yeah. I mean, we're not going to grope in the darkness and find anything about God, but light, all right? The light and the truth make all the difference. Let's go to the Gospel of John. All right. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, verse 8. Chapter 8. Chapter 8 in John, the Gospel of John. There's a lot of scriptures in light of this subject of God being light and the different characteristics here. In John 8:12, then spake Jesus again unto them. Again, I'm doing the King James here, saying, I am the light of the world. Makes sense that the sun would be the light of the world, because God is all light. So here the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Pretty good. You know, I was thinking we could do, but I don't think we could really pull it off here. He knows what I was going to do. We could turn all the lights off. Mm-hmm. If we turned all the lights off here, you could not see the hand in front of your face. If all the lights were off, it was pure black. You know, if we started walking around, that would be a mess, wouldn't it? We'd be crashing into each other in the furniture, and Jeannie would get upset because the furniture was and all kinds of bad things. But the light, I mean, even a little bit of light, yeah, you could see a lot. So, you know, this should really communicate how big our God is and how bright he is, huh? How loving he is. He's so clear. He wants us to see and know that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. And his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he's the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Chapter 9, chapter 9, verse 5. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, he's not in the world right now, is he? So it's pretty dark. I mean, this world's pretty dark. But we are lights in this world, aren't we? Yeah, because we're born again and we have Christ in us. So we can provide some great light for people, for sure. All right, 2 Corinthians. We're looking at some great scriptures here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And let's start in verse 4. Yeah, 4:4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest, unless the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Wow. Pretty big verse here. The God of this world, that's the devil, Satan, the adversary. Some folks call him Splitfoot. He's the bad guy, all right? And the God of this world, what does he do? What's his mission in life? Blind the eyes so you cannot see that you're in darkness. Because he doesn't want the light of the glorious gospel of Christ to shine in their life. For we preach not ourselves, but who? Christ. He's the light. Yeah. Christ Jesus, the Lord, for our soldier servants, for Jesus' sake, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So we have that light, and we shine that light out. Huh? Boy, you know, dark and light, it just communicates. I mean, you can't get any better, I think, than communicating who our God is, and of course the adversary, how dark he is.
Contrast.
Yeah, the contrast. Exactly. Let's look at James. In the back of your Bibles here, towards the back, Hebrew James. A couple more verses here. And chapter 1, verse 17. This is one of my favorite verses here. That just demonstrates how wonderful our God is, our Heavenly Father. So in James 1:17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There's not even a shadow that's going to show up that will go the other way. I sometimes think about this shadow thing, and you look at some of these mystery movies, and it's at night and some lights shine, but it's still pretty dark, and there's a bad guy around the corner. Right, and the good guy's innocently walking down the street on the other side of the corner, mm-hmm. and the bad guy's on the opposite corner, and you see his shadow appear before the bad guy shows up, right? And his shadow, and the innocent guy, all of a sudden he sees that shadow. And then the bad guy shows up. But hopefully the good guy is stronger than the bad guy, and he wins. My point is, I got out there on a tangent, sorry. But the shadow aspect of it, there's not even a shadow of turning. You know, God is good. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Not even a shadow. No variableness. You know, sometimes the light kind of goes off and on. No. God is bright light all the time. All the time. Yeah, I love that verse. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Okay, a couple more verses. Acts 26. Book of Acts, chapter 26. This is Paul responding to some questions where he was called on the carpet by the local authorities, kings, and I think this is King Agrippa he's responding to here, and so this is what he says, what his life is all about. Paul shares what his mission in life is. Verse 18, 26:18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified or set apart by faith, by believing that is in me. So this was Paul's mission in life. To open people's eyes. Because the adversary is just blinding people, right? Right and left. But he's going to teach them the word of life, the light of who our God is, and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance. Really nice. Among them which are sanctified, set apart by believing in him, in God. And then finally, Philippians 2. I think we talked about this verse here. This is our closing verse. Philippians. Philippians 2. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as what? Lights in the world. This is us shining lights in the world. How can we shine in this dark world as lights? Read the next verse. Verse 16, holding forth the word of life. There's that word of life coming in. We hold forth the word of life. We're going to shine as lights in this world, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. So our God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And so we have the privilege as born-again ones to have that light within. We can shine that light forth in our lives. So what a privilege, huh? What a truth. So, Father, thank you that you've so loved us and cared for us and provided for us so that we could be born again of your Spirit, that we can have you as our loving Heavenly Father, that we can have Christ within, we can shine forth as lights in this dark world. So I pray for each and every person here, for them recognizing how wonderful you are, and how blessed they can be as they trust in you. I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.